2 Kings, chapter 13. In the 23rd year of Joash the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz the son of Jehu began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 17 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and followed the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin, he did not depart therefrom. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael, continually. And Jehoahaz implored Yahweh, and Yahweh listened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, how that the king of Syria oppressed them. And Yahweh gave Israel a savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrians, and the sons of Israel dwelt in their tents as formerly. Nevertheless they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, with which he made Israel to sin, but they walked in them, and the Asherah also remained in Samaria. For he did not leave to Jehoahaz of the people but 50 horsemen, and 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen, for the king of Syria destroyed them, and made them like the dust in threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, and all that he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Joash his son reigned in his stead. In the 37th year of Joash king of Judah, Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 16 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, he did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin, but he walked in them. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and his might with which he fought against Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat on his throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha had fallen sick of his sickness of which he died, and Joash the king of Israel came down to him, and wept over him, and said, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And Elisha said to him, take a bow and arrows, and he took to himself a bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow, and he put his hand on it. And Elisha laid his hands on the king's hands. And he said, open the window eastward, and he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot, and he shot. And he said, Yahweh's arrow of victory, even the arrow of victory over Syria, for you will strike the Syrians in Aphek, until you have consumed them. And he said, take the arrows, and he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike on the ground, and he struck three times, and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him, and said, you should have struck five or six times, then you would have struck Syria until you had consumed it, whereas now you will strike Syria but three times. And Elisha died, and they buried him. Now the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that, look, they spied a band, and they hastily put the man into the tomb of Elisha. And they went in, and as soon as the man touched the bones of Elisha, he revived, and stood up on his feet. And Hazael king of Syria oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. But Yahweh was gracious to them, and had compassion on them, and had respect to them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither did he cast them from his presence as yet. And Hazael king of Syria died, and Ben-Hadad his son reigned in his stead. And Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz his father by war. Three times Joash struck him, and recovered the cities of Israel.